Begin the card off in the Sechtes Nazir, Dav Mem Gimel, begin of a basic, and Tez Nazir, because the Gemara, that chiz the name of Rav, says the following halacha, Nikta Reisha Shalom, if the father's head was cut off, in the Metame, then he cannot be Metame himself, which says, when the coin head married, we're talking about regular coin, who Shemut Latem Lob, who is generally permitted to make himself Tome to his father, and we're saying, but if he's beheaded, he cannot be Metame. Vulibikon Gol Benazir, not Tome Kon Gol Benazir, was never allowed to be Metame to his father. So on that, the Gemara asks, as Tez Kot, Tomali Rav Nuna, what I mean, how would the cause of Paxida Rubbers? Someone's going in Paxida Rubbers, which Bikash between Bogandi, it was a valley where there were many bandits over there. And as says called the Paschal Ganvilureshi and the thieves cut off his head, as says with Dabu of his father. So as the words of Gemara, I think he cannot be time himself with him, which as Rav Ranchberg adds on the word Kalem, in other words, Tsarchla, the Marat Sun level. What is he going to tell us? So on that, on Malay, as Tez quotes, he answers in Mason Mitzvah, come you tell me about Paxida Rubbers? Are we going to mess Mitzvah? Hashtag, and the Gisa takes out the word coin, Bahrini, by other people, as Tezik and Chinikrim, that another Relev Machai is going to be obligated, public, as a father, all the more so. So. We're not talking about such a case, which the Gemara now asks on that. As Tezik quotes, Vahim is mitzvah, who bit me? In other words, that's a mis mitzvah. But as Tezik quotes, the Gemara, but the Gemara says, a mis mitzvah, what's a mis mitzvah? In the words of the Gisa of Tezik, is Kosha Koyre, Benachim, Oinasi. If someone would call out and no one would answer, claim, in other words, as Tezik and Chinikrim, Miss Yochalikris, if the dead, so to speak, could call. The Yeshla Ain Kraven now. If there are those who could respond that a relative is into mis mitzvah, that's not a mitzvah. So the question is over here, the whole Yeshla, and the Gisa adds in the words, but he has a Ben Sheyochal Liskra Achim, he has a son that could hire others, Masasma, to be busy with him. So why is this a mis mitzvah? Since he's going on the road, it's like as if he has no barriers. As Tzitz explains, people don't frequent over there, so it's considered like a mes mitzvah. Now, Peirush Ridri explains, he says, above the top of the mes mitzvah, someone that's coming to be busy himself with a mes mitzvah, which a kohen's allowed to, Eben's allowed, a nazir, a kohen gadol, but a miyeshem yisrael, she'ol the top, but if there's yisrael that could be busy with it, even though it's not that yisrael's relative, lo top ben kohen gadol, the kohen, even when they crave him, which some edit and explain, in other words, what he means to say is not one of the seven mason mitzvah, or at least not those that you have the halacha of bearing them. Let the Yisrael do it. And he says, Varaya, proof is the only prayer going the Gemara says, Liran of him, Zayin, and Avka, but mitzvah, regarding mes mitzvah, which is someone who has no one to bury him, which everyone has a chiv to bury him, if you have kohen gadol benazir walking on the road. So halacha is, yitma nazir va yitma kohen. Let the nazir do it, and not the kohen. So, where you see that there's a preference, even when everyone's allowed to do it, so because can be Yisrael, Yit Yisrael, Yit Makayin, let Yisrael do it, not the coin. The problem is, B'tzachim Ahai, the Perek, in Ha'ishra Rabbi, Yivavis, Tav Peites, and Beis, Yivavis, Ishta Kitana. The Gemara explains with it by, if someone's married to a minor wife, a girl under Bas Mitzvah, Yerusha Metama, Ladaloch is, he inherits her, he Metama himself to her, and he gets from around, forgets part of the Gemara asks, he says, V'i Ein, Koyach Lekar, Dovim Natar, and if the rabbis don't have ability to uproot biblical law, so as the Gizmer Branchburg is Avmetamid, so the father should be allowed to be Metamid to his daughter. Baalu Metamid, the husband cannot be Metamid, because biblically you're not married to her. Shan the Gemara answers, given the Kareem Layatala, since relatives are not going to inherit her. So Kareemalayatala, she'll call out, they're not going to respond to her. So Kareemaba, so that's how we consider it. And therefore, we let the husband do it. Now, how do we understand this? If there's no one else to do it, so now you're Metamish, what do you have to do because it's his wife? Typically, even if it's someone else, it's a Meis Mitzvah because no one's going to bury her. So obviously, there are others that could be involved. As it gives as some add on the words, even so, since no one's going to be busy, Chashuv is considered as Meis Mitzvah. So I'm going to say, see, coin mes levana, when there's a coin and there's a mes levana, be'ishem Yisrael, and there is Yisrael, and just not concerned to be busy, chashem mes mitzvah, Yisrael is considered mes mitzvah. So if I'm reading, the Rish says, no, the Vatman didn't write, according to the basic Allah, Allah mes mitzvah, but it's not a mes mitzvah. Because like the Rish had explained, if you have a Yisrael that can do it, then the coin is not allowed to do it. But rak, levishak, revim, mes rashim, and it's just because her relatives are going to be negligent, because they're not inheriting, so we're not going to bury our sister. So Shabru Rabbanik Mes Mitzvah, the rabbis made her like as if she's a Mes Mitzvah. Now, even though the rabbis have no ability to uproot a biblical halacha in a positive, active way, they're allowed to do it in a Sheva Taz, and not come out and say, and here they're having him go and actively be metam himself to her. But when there is a good reason for it, there's for sure they have the ability to uproot it. They don't bring from the case of to bring approved, oh, do they have a chayach to be oiker from a woman that's believed the same, her husband died. In their halacha, they're letting her get remarried, they're uprooting biblical law actively in Eish Ish. Obviously, because when there's a good reason, yeshkoich laker, then they do have the ability to uproot. And as some gizars add on the words of isha yeshtamata, but there's a good reason over there. But why is there a good reason over there? Because the daika mitzvah, she does her good research. Because we're going to be stringent on her. If we find out that she made a mistake, she's forbidden to both men. So therefore, that's why over there is not a question on our halacha. The Gemara asks, as Tezer called, it's meisve. You tell me really that nikta reishish love is not mitamatim? But we learn in the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, La Yitama, to her, it can be Mitama, to his sister, his single sister, which says, Gabi Kohen Hedid, because that's written by the Kohen Hedid, she's one of the seven relatives. Now, so we learn it can be Mitama to her, but Ve'in Mitama, and the Gersa is not law, but actually, Le'ivareha, to her, for her limbs. Prat, which that's come to exclude. If a limb from his living sister fell off, or even so a limb from her, his dead sister, she didn't fulfill the Tama's when there's not going to give Tama to them. As the writer continues, Lefisha in Matamala even in the Chesh Allah, because he cannot make himself tummy to a limb from his live father. In other words, Sha'ab Abba, Karab Yosef, even his father was even closer to it. In the Rishon Letamas, Abba Abba, not let make himself tummy to the limb of his father, but it's Tzachin, because the Lamali, or it's Menole, Yitma, which retains the symbol of Nafka, you really learn that from Abba, like we said for Rav Chizda. But be that as it may, you see that you cannot be tummy to the limb, but the writer continues, as Tzitzis Kutzav Mamachzor, let's him kisari, but he could go back for a bone the size of a barley corn, meaning as Tzitzis Lekubit, the berry, pish, in other words, if Nitma Kavar, Lash Argo, if you're ready to make himself a tummy for the rest of the body, so he can make himself a tummy for that. Wait, so Tzitzis Kutzav, where's the Gemara? My Mamachzor, what do you mean you're going back? I thought the father has to be intact. Lav Dachasapurta, obviously, he's missing a little bit. As the Gersa, my Ram Shaburg is, and Vavalachi, even so, Ki Abchasa, even though the father was missing, and the Gersa is, Banoi, Mitamalai, his son could make himself a tummy to that. So the Gemara says, don't ask me, Rav Chizda, it's machlokes tanoim, this going like Rabbi Yehuda. As to the quote, Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda, like Lenin Bryce, Rabbi Yehuda says, La matama, tahar, he can make himself tummy, bein matama leva arm, but he cannot make himself tummy to the limbs of her. But Yeshayin matama leva lachai shalav, he cannot make himself even tummy to the limbs of his living father. Matama leva even amesh shalav, but he can make himself tummy to the limbs of his dead father, meaning as to the quote, by going back, in nitna shargov, if he made himself tummy to the rest of the body. Meaning because a minority usually cannot, but going back you could. But as we're going to explain shortly, by the majority of the father, you could, according to Bidin Tamim. But as Tzitzis continues, and the Gersa of a Betchila, but initially, you're not making yourself tummy if initially it's only a small part, like the rest of the word before. Now, Tzitzis Balat said, in that end of that Brisa, says the entire Tzitzis Kanim, and the Gersa of Behud Aimi says, you cannot make yourself tummy to the bone the size of a barleycorn from the father. You could go back for the bone the size of barleycorn. Now, for it's a wonder, because the Kinnik of Behuda, where explaining that it's like Rabbi Yehuda, but I remember Sefer, but now he's being quoted in the Sefer. Obviously, the Rabbi is not Rabbi Yehuda. So that's like, unless you're going to say called Rabbi Yehuda, it's old Rabbi Yehuda, and it just says his name later on, but it's really old him. And where do we find this? Like we learned in the Braisa. It says, La hu metame tahar, kim metame metame lebera, bekin metame tahar limbs, partly gezais when a mess is excluding if it's only an odd size of dead person, gezais netzel, which Tzitzis explains that lecha yitzim the mess is this liquid, putrid liquid that comes out of a dead person, or as Tzitzis calls a moloi tavid rakib, which is a moli kafa fruit, is very common, guva mess is a spoonful of the dust and the decomposition of the dead person. So the Reza continues, Yochel, you would think, okay, he cannot be metame himself either to the spinal column of goats, or to the skull of minyan, or to the majority of the number of limbs, which the common perish behead in Parashla, they don't think Mazik explicitly explain what this is, which Reb Minyan explains in Minikov Chafay Evam, there's a Ramach, 248 limbs, so the majority is 125 of the limbs, or most of the structure. So you would think maybe that also cannot be metame. So that's why it's Tesa quotes Kishon when it says Emor Bamarta, because the Chesed in the Pasuk Emor Lekam Bamarta is like saying, say to them, what's the doubling? It says a quote, Chesed because of Tumah Chesed, the Pasuk is adding another Tumah, meaning Shetuch L'Tumah that you could make yourself a Tumah for. Where Besmaru, it's logical, Hamad Emor Bamarta explained that it's going Achesed on the sister, because the Iri, that's where you find the Salach L'Mutti Avarm to exclude the limbs, meaning we said by her it says law, which says only to the whole her, not to parts of her. But that's when it says two times Emor Bamarta, L'Chesed, but it's coming to add on Shetuch L'Tumah, so that you could Tommy, not only for the whole heart, but also the majority of the structure and the majority of the number. Now, that's why the Brisa continues and says, and this belongs on the next Amid, you think, but you cannot make yourself tummy to the skull and to the spinal column and the majority of the number and the structure of other relatives in the Torah. Because the Chesed Layitama only says by her, Layitama, or meaning, since we learned it from the sister, Layitama, so all of them have this halacha, that it has to be the whole thing. We don't have Emma Bamarta to tell us that even the majority is enough. So, and that's what the Gemara quotes. Tais quotes from the words of the Braisa. Amrit, you say no. Machis mechadash gufa talabai. What do we find by his sister that is distinct that her body is dependent on him? Claim another tais bring shari kray bus. It's his relative. But tells love a cover. It's upon to bury her. Which tais says in that din really. The same logic, Avle Memu could have said, Yochel Tamal Mesamachem Afle Vam. You could have said the other way around. You would think that for other relatives, you can tell me even for limbs, Ilo Gerin Machiz, you're not going to learn from Machiz, except below where it says by her law. But either way, we learn that from the sister, both the Isra and the Hetter. And Mashani, Hahid Nami, Kavlez Rebuda, that, yeah, that's going like Rebuda. But for Chizdom, he says, like at the other Tana, and therefore it's not difficult, it's a Machlik, it's not knowing, regardless of Salacha, if the majority is enough or not.